Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and State PCs preparation. A significant announcement was made by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, one that will change the landscape of India's parliamentary representation. The number of Lok Sabha seats will increase from 543 to 816 in the upcoming delimitation exercise, with a crucial assurance that southern states, which have controlled their population, will not lose any seats. What makes this significant is that this move is accompanied by the implementation of the 33% women's reservation, also known as the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, in Lok Sabha and state assemblies. To facilitate this, Parliament's session has been extended to April 16 to 18, 2026, to pass the necessary constitutional amendment. First, let us understand what delimitation is. Delimitation is the process of redrawing the boundaries of parliamentary and assembly constituencies based on the latest census data to ensure roughly equal representation per constituency. It is conducted by an independent delimitation commission appointed under the Delimitation Commission Act. But why does this matter? The reason lies in the history of how Lok Sabha seats were allocated. The 42nd Amendment in 1976 froze Lok Sabha seat allocation at 1971 census levels to ensure states that aggressively pursued family planning, such as the southern states, were not penalized with fewer seats. This freeze was later extended by the 84th Amendment in 2002 until the first census after 2026. What is crucial here is the concern of the southern states. If seats were allocated strictly by current population, states like Uttar Pradesh and Bihar would gain massively, while Kerala, Tamil Nadu, and Andhra Pradesh would lose seats, effectively penalizing states that achieved demographic transition. However, Prime Minister Modi's assurance addresses this directly: no southern state will lose seats, and the total number of seats will expand. Now, let us look at how the delimitation process works. The Delimitation Commission is appointed under the Delimitation Commission Act, 2002, and is chaired by a retired Supreme Court judge. The members include the Chief Election Commissioner and respective State Election Commissioners. Importantly, the orders of the Delimitation Commission have the force of law and cannot be challenged in any court, as per Article 329A. Of the Constitution. Moving on to the constitutional provisions, to increase seats beyond 550, Parliament must amend Article 81, which requires a constitutional amendment with a simple majority, as it does not fall under the special majority categories of Article 368. Now, let us turn to the aspect of women's reservation, the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act, 2023, reserves one-third, or 33%, of seats in Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies for women. However, this reservation could only be implemented after the next census and delimitation. With delimitation now proceeding, 33% of 816 seats will be reserved for women, which translates to approximately 272 Lok Sabha seats. These reserved seats will rotate every 15 years, and SC-cent women will get reserved seats within the overall SC-cent reservation. The opposition has responded to this proposal, with the Congress terming it a weapon of mass distraction. They argue that the timing, ahead of state elections, is politically motivated, that expanding seats to 816 dilutes individual MPs' influence, and that the infrastructure for 816 MPs is inadequate. They also suggest that the government should release the 2021 census data first, which is still pending. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, covering delimitation, its constitutional provisions, process, judicial non-reviewability, the 84th Amendment, and the population seat freeze. It also touches on federal balance, population-based versus equal representation, women's reservation, and the 106th Amendment, or Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. Additionally, the southern state's demographic dividend versus political representation trade-off is an important aspect to consider. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The current number of Lok Sabha seats is 543, and the proposed number is 816. The freeze on seats was due to the 84th Amendment in 2002, based on the 1971 census. The Delimitation Commission's orders cannot be challenged in court, as per Article 329A. Women's reservation is based on the 106th Amendment, 2023, which reserves 33% of seats. The total fertility rate, or TFR, replacement level is 2.1. The new Parliament building, inaugurated in May 2023, was designed to accommodate up to 888 Lok Sabha members and 384 Rajya Sabha members, suggesting the government anticipated expansion beyond 543. India's overall total fertility rate dropped to 2.0 in 2021, according to the National Family Health Survey, or NFHS 5, reaching replacement level for the first time. This means the demographic argument for delimitation must balance current population with fertility trends. The Rajya Sabha representation is allocated proportionally to state populations using the fourth schedule, and delimitation of Lok Sabha does not automatically change Rajya Sabha allocation. Article 81(2) requires that the ratio of Lok Sabha seats to population be, so far as practicable, the same for all states, driving the delimitation process. If 33% of 816 seats are reserved for women, India will have approximately 272 women MPs, making it one of the highest women's representation rates in any national legislature globally. With the increase in Lok Sabha seats to 816 and the implementation of 33% women's reservation, India is set to witness a significant change in its parliamentary representation, aiming for more equitable and inclusive governance. This move has the potential to reshape the country's political landscape, impacting the balance of power and representation across different states and demographics.